Everybody needs to take care of his or her health. A happy and calm mind has a very positive influence on one's health. If we are constantly worried and anxious, we ruin our health. Modern medical science is beginning to realize the significance of the mental factor that is crucial for health. For a happy family, society, and community, these inner mental elements are crucial factors. Sometimes I think that we are far too concerned with action or result without being concerned about the motivation or the causes and conditions of that particular action or event. Sometimes when disasters happen, everyone is in shock. Everyone is unhappy. But people don't pay enough attention to the causes and conditions of disasters. Once all the causes and conditions are fully developed, no force can prevent a disaster from happening. It is the law of causality. I think that the inner element or mental element is very important and relevant, especially in today's world. The reality has changed, particularly in this century. This is due to technology, information, a deeper awareness about the reality, population, and man-made problems such as pollution and other factors. People who live in Delhi are now experiencing the consequences of the good work or perhaps carelessness of the previous decades. Despite the changes, it seems that our perceptions and attitudes are lagging behind the times. In today's world and reality, the demarcation between nations and the distance between continents no longer have much relevance. The whole planet is very small. When you look at Earth from outer space, the image we get is that of a tiny sphere, and this, in fact, is Earth's status. It is important for us to accept this so that we can change our way of thinking. In India, one's existence is closely related to the existence of other people. Economy, education, and many other fields are heavily interdependent. The concepts of us and them are no longer relevant. The whole world is like a part of your body. Take, for example, my foot and hand. If there is some pain in my leg, my hand goes there to rub it and nurture it. Similarly, your neighbor may have a serious problem, but he is still your neighbor and a part of your community. You have to develop a sense of compassion, caring, and a sense of connectedness, because the destruction of your neighbor or your neighboring country is actually a destruction of yourself. Under these circumstances, we need a broader view to look at humanity as one human family. Yes, there are different races, different customs, religions. If you want to look for differences, they can always be found. In spite of that, we share the same small planet. And if others suffer, we suffer eventually. If we are happy, they are also going to benefit. So in this respect, we need a sense of global responsibility, a universal responsibility.